you call the vehicles that used to run on tracks with a wire overhead?
A streetcar. I remember that, do you?
I can barely remember it. Atlanta. If you were riding one of them, you might tell the bus driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Here in Clayton County, Jonesboro is the what?
Kind of city. I used to live right next to the old county, old courthouse. Now then it used to be the Presbyterian Church. I don't know what it is now. But the house that we lived in has been torn down and used for a parking lot. True story. Something like this, it had a stairway in the two rooms and a hall. And we had, well, there was a heap of us, and there was always company. And we'd have the two settees in the hall upstairs. And the beds had two mattresses on it, so we could pull them out and all of us have somewhere to sleep. That's the reason I say my aunts had come to live with us after my mother died when I was 9 years old. They gave up their home and come here, but it was too little a house, and so we moved back to Jonesboro because there was just 6 grades here then. And after they got beyond that, they'd go down to my aunt's to stay. If it was bad weather, if it was good weather, they'd drive down and come home. But if it's raining now, they'd stay in Jonesboro. Well, after they come to live with us, there wasn't no way for the ones to go down there to school if it was bad weather. See, they didn't have cabs to take the children to school now like they do now. And so that's the reason we moved to Jonesboro over there. Well, they moved with us here, and then Papa Boy and them bought a house down there. And then this old house went vacant. Of course, the shaft poppers lived in it to tow it up. That's when we moved back in here with one window. And when the train, we was cooking on the fireplace because we'd borrowed money on the funny team that we had, living room, dining room, kitchen, stove, no stove. We had to cook on the fireplace. There was a fireplace in this room and back over there, but there wasn't no windows in there. It was just one window. And I'd cook. And Shirley had a little old handmade table. It's in my bedroom now. I leave it there for the women. And they hear a train coming. They jump up and turn over what was sitting on the floor they had sewn at those days or something else. But my oldest son stayed in Atlanta and finished high school there. But the others all went to down here and then went to Jonesboro, and that's when Papa had to get a home down there because of bad weather, they couldn't take a crowd. Mm-hmm. But those days, long time ago.
If you had a friend who worked for the post office, you might say he works for the federal...
Post office. Federal...
We have our state something and our county something and our federal.
Post office?
No, it's all the organizations. Our governor is the head of our state or our.
I don't know. What's it called? Governor's mansion or the courthouse.
And all these things go to make up our.
State or city.
And the things that, our laws and things that rule us are our
governors. That's what the governor's for.
All right. And if a man worked for the FBI,